With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize-winning author William Kennedy makes it clear that he has no plans to abandon his hometown of Albany, New York. Kennedy's novel, Quinn's Book, is the latest of what he calls his Albany cycle.
This Quinn, who's the narrator here, is the grandfather of Daniel Quinn, the 10-year-old boy in Ironweed. And also, he appears in Billy Phelan's Greatest Game, has an even larger role.
Quinn's book also reflects some of the things Kennedy has written about in his earlier novels.
Politics, the racial question, a theater, and journalism.
Quinn's book, which is set in the middle of the 19th century, opens with a disaster. A river ice flow sinks a skiff, collapses a bridge, and causes a fire that destroys a good portion of the small city. William Kennedy says it's all historically accurate.
There were any number of bridge collapses. There were these floods and the overflowings of the river, that the river overflows its banks and the water goes into a lime kiln and starts a fire.
Kennedy's hero, Daniel Quinn, saves a young girl from drowning, but not the girl's aunt and guardian, who was later restored to life by an act of necrophilia.
The boat capsizes and she's drowned, and her corpse is saved, and then she's brought back to life by the sunny friction of joy, as Quinn puts it.
Quinn's book is a powerful novel, although not a pretty one, preoccupied as it is with 19th century death and violence. But it sets the stage for Ironweed and William Kennedy's other Albany novels, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his new novel, Quinn's Book, William Kennedy has written one of the longest opening sentences in literary history, nearly 125 words long.
There was a time when I was going to write the whole book as one sentence. I decided that was a little artificial. But that first sentence struck me as a significant way of getting into the language, the set of events, very rapidly.
Quinn's book is set in Albany, New York in the mid-19th century. In it, William Kennedy introduces the forebears of many of the characters who appear in previous novels, such as Ironweed and Billy Phelan's Greatest Game. Kennedy says he did not find it awkward to write out of sequence.
I never thought of anything being done in any chronological way, and it's more exciting, frankly, to not think of it that way.
Quinn's book describes the adventures of a young orphan over a violent 15-year period.
I had started a book like this about 1977. Wasn't able to make it work to my own satisfaction, and I abandoned that and wrote Ironweed.
William Kennedy also wrote the screenplay for the movie version of Ironweed, which starred Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep. William Kennedy is back at work on a new novel, again set in Albany.
I might write another book about someplace else someday, but I don't have any plans for it. And nothing seems to appeal to me any more than Albany does. I mean, I don't have to go anywhere else.
Quinn's book by William Kennedy was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.